Time now for Hidden History. Today we mark the 100th birthday of the nation's 35th president, John F. Kennedy. Here on Cape Cod, the JFK Museum in Hyannis recently opened a new exhibit called JFK at 100, Life and Legacy. I went to the opening where I spoke with Anne Mulligan, who has a family connection to the late president. Her mother spent 49 years as the personal assistant to Cardinal Richard Cushing, who was Archbishop of Boston from 1944 to 1970. Cardinal Cushing was a close friend of the Kennedy family, officiating at JFK's marriage to Jacqueline Lee Bouvier in 1953 and at his funeral mass 10 years later following the president's assassination in Dallas. Anne Mulligan says that because of her mother's connection to the cardinal, she was able to meet Kennedy first when he was a senator.
We got to meet Senator Kennedy. I think we have a picture actually at one point with Senator Kennedy was there with President Truman just after he finished his last term in office.
Mulligan became active in Kennedy's Senate campaign when she was a senior in college. She later worked on his campaign for the presidency.
I think of going around Boston, a group of us from my nursing school class at Boston College. We're out doing flyers in Dudley Square and moving around the area. So we're all very excited. One of my classmates from high school, her father, was head of the Boston office for Senator Kennedy.
What did you all feel, you and your coworkers, your classmates, and how did you feel about the energy at that time with this new young senator who was running for president?
It was tremendous. I mean, one of our own people right here in Boston who had seen around town and various events and everything that, you know, this was really a big time. We were up all night watching the election. It was so close, and then they had the big rally at Boston Garden. So, I mean, we were up in the rafters there waiting for the president to come in, and that place was just packed and full of excitement. Just the fact it was the first big thing from Boston, and we were young, and we were all moving to Washington.
Mulligan never did move to Washington, but she was able to go to Kennedy's inauguration.
We were part of the snowstorm that was holding up everything. It was unbelievable, because I think we had an evening flight to Washington, and all of a sudden, the snow is so bad, we're going to have to fly down first thing in the morning.
Their plane only made it as far as New York.
We had to wait till after midnight to get a train with a whole plane full of people, including the cardinal and all the dignitaries from Boston. We got there like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
What was it like being at the actual inauguration?
No, that was another thing. The whole city is shut down as far as transportation. And, of course, at that time, we all got dressed up to go to anything. So you're going around in 2 or 3 inches of snow with high heels on, and we're dressed for a fancy event. We're freezing, trying to probably walk a half an hour to the Capitol building and stand around. And then we went to the inaugural ball that night. So it was just an electric time.
I've been speaking to Anne Mulligan about her memories of President John F. Kennedy, who would have been 100 years old today. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris.